Blog Talk Radio.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wehhunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wehhunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wehhunt the Barbarian.
Octong America, we welcome you to our epic episode 5-6. And the theme tonight is China Prepares for War Part 2. This is another day of our clandestine broadcasts over the entire nation. We are in 15 countries. Welcome to our very powerful broadcast tonight all across America and beyond. As we are broadcasting all over the world, this is an emergency broadcast tonight. We want to thank two new countries that have been added to our very influential radio signal, the countries of Moldova and Croatia in Europe. We welcome you all to our radio court and the Von Wehhunt Army. We are Legion. We are worldwide. And we will not be silenced anymore. Now, our VIP guest tonight is Cherie of the island of Cyprus. She is known as the European housewife. She's a very great figure on Twitter and Gab and other websites. She has been on the show before with her rendition of what is happening on the island of Cyprus with the vaccination, the immigrant invasion, the defense of the island, and things of that nature. And for those of you out there in Radio Land who don't know, it's okay. Cyprus is an island in the eastern basin of the Mediterranean Sea. It is the third largest island in the Mediterranean after the Italian islands of Sicily and Sardinia, and the 80th largest island in the world by area. The Republic of Cyprus has sovereignty over the entire island, including its territorial waters and its exclusive economic zone. An island in the eastern Mediterranean Sea, Cyprus is renowned since ancient times, written about in mythology and lore, for its mineral wealth, superb wines and produce, and natural beauty. Now, our VIP guest, Cherie, is from Cyprus. She lives there. And Cyprus, just so you know, is east of Athens, Greece, south of Turkey, and west of the Lebanon coast, if you're looking at a map. Because we always know that we are always a world at war. Now, this week, the British ambassador to Russia, Deborah Bronert, was formally summoned to the Russian Foreign Ministry actually today, and the ambassador arrived and remained in the building for only 35 minutes. Some covert intel has come out and been leaked. It has positively confirmed what took place during the meeting. As you know, the American and some British ships are in the Black Sea, saber-rattling, and it's not sitting well with the Russian Navy and Vladimir Putin. Our current leader, Biden, is weak. And the covert intel is this, that the British were explicitly warned by Russia of, quote, direct military conflict, end quote. No more games, no more scandals, no more naval exercises. They were warned of direct military conflict with Russia. So that's an interesting development. on the geopolitical military front. Things to be watching, things to be in the know about. Now, also, there was a terrible, terrible condo collapse in Miami this morning, and there's one dead. I think 99 people were injured. I think there's at least 50 who are still unaccounted for and climbing. Estimates range from 50 to 99 people. Our prayers do go out to them, their families. Unbelievable carnage there. Unbelievable shoddy construction, I would say, as well, where a big concrete fab building can't hold 112 people. What's wrong with that construction? The lawsuits will be flying, of course, all over that Miami area with that situation as it unfolds. A man once said this, "The age of guilt is over. We will not apologize for our achievements in life. Our history cannot be used as a weapon against us. We are in debt to no one. Our glorious past is a matter of pride and joy to us. Whatever we have done in the past only inspires us on today for even greater deeds tomorrow as our legends grow. And those who feel or who are offended that we have wronged them in some way should just be happy that they are still alive." How about those apples, America? You will be proud to know that yours truly, Von Wiehunt, was invited to the Radio Media Row into America's Third Continental Congress in Philadelphia, July 5th through 6th, 2021 at Independence Hall. I told you before that our show is making huge inroads in the undercurrent of America and beyond. Now, this is where the sponsors come in, where they're very necessary for the show, and they come into play. The flight, the hotel, all that, a few thousand dollars if you add it all up. This is where we need sponsors for the show. I had to decline because I've got a very busy schedule at this time. Plus, also, I told them we'll make the next one keep me in mind, but in the future, we need sponsors to step up with when these things happen. I'd like to have about four or five phone numbers to call where I can call on a donor and tell them the situation and then get these junkets and trips for the radio show paid for in full. If you're one of those guys, if you're a rich guy, then you contact me at either VonWiehuntShow@gmail.com or be a sponsor of the show, a donor. It all helps because when these things come up, they come up very fast. And I hate to decline, but I told them they can patch me through via satellite, but they don't do it like that. It's always best to be boots on the ground. Boots on the ground, whether it's the Von Wiehunt Show or our troops overseas, as you know, costs lots of money to deploy troops, food, water, shelter, guns and ammo, et cetera. So I thought it was very, very cool. But I was invited to that, the Radio Media Row, America's Third Continental Congress in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Again, we're looking always for sponsors and donors for this great radio show. You know, a lot of people call the things that are happening to our country with the rampant immigration, they kind of snicker on the left, and they're pretty upfront now and pretty blatant. And they even will call it white genocide, and they call whites in the suburbs protecting themselves. You know, Biden and Harris have called everybody in America who lives in a small town or rural or ranch or in the country or in the suburbs as domestic terrorists. Well, I would say this in my, I would say my own unique point of view, the Achilles heel of Western society is that once we got it set up, once we conquered these lands, and once we set it all up for all peoples of the world, right? That's the current narrative. That we really set it up for the European powers at the time and nobody else. But once we got it set up, the Achilles heel is that oftentimes, in my view, whites have a tendency of being too nice to groups that hate them. They have a tendency of being nice to groups that have no intention ever of reciprocating and who viciously hate them. and publicly sated, and they are incapable of even understanding a nice gesture of any kind. Most of the earth, in my jaded view, is composed of those who only understand brute force. They only understand conquering or being conquered, being captured, being conquered. In the digital age, doesn't matter how high-tech we get, nothing will change the state of the world. I don't care how many gizmos we have or how many gadgets or how many websites, people are still pretty much the same. In the language of the world, the only reason to be nice to someone is because you want something from them or you fear them. Weakness to them is never, ever viewed as strength. But there is good news, America. And my fellow patriots, you are not yet crazy, and you are not alone. The reason you feel isolated is because they're trying to make you feel isolated and out of place. Is because they've gone to great lengths to make you feel that way. But you aren't the only one, and other people see through it all too. They're growing pretty ferocious all of a sudden, our enemies all over the world. I think it is flak over the target. We are always watching the markets very intently to foretell our future finances in America. Don't forget, all revolutions, even George Washington's, needed money, the money of the day, to buy arms, weaponry. This is a constant standard in history. And a quote from yours truly, Von Wiehunt, 2021 AD, I said this. When the crypto gods giveth a profit, thou shalt take it immediately, or thou shalt forfeit the profit. The gods love to laugh at your suffering and financial pain, America, while they live in opulence and splendor. You've been watching the crypto markets. They've been cratering the past month here. And they call it right now a dead cat bounce. Went up a little bit today, but don't hold your breath. I think there's a lot more downside to go. And the stock market, they predict, will implode at some future point. Of course, that takes a genius to figure that one out, but we all know it's called gravity, and it will happen sooner or later. Well, our votes really count next time, America. Communist Premier Stalin said that it does not matter in reality who you actually vote for. It only matters who counts the votes. Never, ever forget that. I know my audience knows that by heart, to paraphrase the Stalin quote. Who will our enemies computer hack next in America? Will ransomware be paid again in the tens of millions? Will we show our weakness as a nation again and pay ransomware? Well, we all know it's only a matter of time, but I say, when will these international hackers be hunted down themselves? Well, we're so glad you're here tonight. Episode 56, China Prepares for War. You have reached the pirate radio show, cult radio like no other, the Von Wiehunt Show. I am your Germanic warlord of the airwaves. The torch has been passed. The gauntlet has been thrown down, and it sounds
Von
like
Wiehunt
this.
Speaks truth to power. Von Wiehunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. No excuses for putting America first. Von Wiehunt, the Barbarian, Thursday at 8 p.m. The Von Wiehunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wiehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wiehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wiehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wiehunt, the Barbarian. Thursday at 8 p.m.
Yes, as I broadcast from my underground studio bunker here deep in the mountains of Arizona. If you want to call the show tonight after our VIP guest, Cherie, from the island of Cyprus, that number is 563-999-3437. New callers get first in line, as we do want to hear what you have to say. Now, I've always strongly believed that all Americans have the right to express themselves in any way that they deem fit. That is the foundation of our Constitutional Republic of 1776. We are not, I repeat, not a pure democracy, as the left always likes to say. It's a republic. And those who are snowflakes and easily offended should not be inside the country at all. They need to leave or be forced out, as this is clearly and obviously not the country for them. If diversity was a strength, they wouldn't have to indoctrinate all the white suburban European people with this critical race theory, which is racist against whites. Any analysis will take you there. And now they're infecting our military with it. Unbelievable. Now, the heat is going all over the country, obviously. Now, a Grand Canyon backpacker died in 115-degree heat here in Arizona. And she wasn't the only one who died over the West extreme heat, which is setting records. The people like Dr. Fauci, and to segue into the COVID vaccine for a moment here, there's a thing on the internet called the Smart Mark. It's like a cartoon. It was actually, it's what the Illuminati do. They have to show you and tell you what they're going to do before they do it. It's, you look at movies or, you know, or like teenage or those kind of cartoons or things of those little shorts they make on YouTube. Well, it's called the Smart Mark, and they're going to market it like a bar of soap, like a candidate from hell, right? It will be free, just like the COVID-19 vaccine. And they say it will be the mark of the beast because you must willingly accept it with your consent, quote unquote, and take it as your very own. They all know you lead very busy lives, but they say the Smart Mark will bring order to your busy life. And it's really targeted at everyone. Unbelievable. But I do believe that when people, I always tell them, they're not going to come out and say this is the mark of the beast. They're going to say it's a Smart Mark, or it's a, you know, it's a digital mark, or they're going to market it again like a tube of toothpaste, like a bar of soap, like a new car on the showroom floor. The pretty girls market it. They'll show you how cool and hip you are to get it, how trendy you are, how innovative you are, how analytical, how cutting edge you are to get this mark. It'll be marketed very slick, like a Madison Avenue ad campaign, Mad Men style. But it will be mad, and it will drive you mad. You'll be able to swipe your arm at the cash register, swipe your arm to get a beer or a slice of pizza. America, you'll be so happy. Ignorance is bliss. You'll be able to be so cool, hip, walking around, swiping at Starbucks, getting your caramel macchiato or your cafe mocha, whatever beverage of choice that you prefer. You'll be able to swipe your arm and hand at the restaurant, and people will think you're very worldly, you're very awesome, you're very, you know, cutting edge. So that's how it will be marketed in the future when they get this thing really fine-tuned, which a lot of people think that these UFO sightings all over the country are somehow tied in with all this. Well, it's kind of strange. The state of Pennsylvania has had 3,500 UFO sightings in the last 70 years. I think more than any other state, it said. Well, in a joking way, are the aliens trying to visit the Amish community for a fresh-baked pie or something? I mean, it's like, why Pennsylvania? The Amish Dutch are up there with their horse and buggy. Sounds kind of interesting. But, folks, we're so glad you're here today. We will have some hard-hitting politics. We have the smartest callers in the biz. This is not a Rhino talk show. This is not a real estate show, and we're not trying to sell you motivational tapes or those kind of cassette tapes or CDs. This is the Von Wiehunt Show, the one and only, often imitated, never, ever duplicated. We are unique, one and only. And we're so glad that all of you are listening nationwide and across the world. And I can't wait to hear what you all have to say tonight. I can tell it's going to be a very informative and big show. Oh, yes. Just remember, America, that you're always more alive when you listen to the Von Wiehent Show. We are alive and we will thrive, alive and well. Now, a deeper analysis of the government's involvement in the events of January the 6th, which the mainstream media is bandying about, and our own government needs to take into account their role in the January 6th event of the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security. This was a, quote, pun intended, trumped up event that a lot of them were involved in. It's coming out. Now, we have heard that many of the protesters that were there are in solitary confinement, and I believe 5x7 cells for months now. I think that's a systematic abuse of the rights of all Americans. I don't think that's correct to handle that situation like that. We still don't know who the Capitol policeman was who shot Ashley Babbitt in the face when she did not breach the door. I've seen the video about 20 different times. Amazing what's going on there. The government's trying to trump this up on January 6th, trying to make it sound like white rage, like it was an insurrection, right? Well, if you think that's an insurrection, you haven't seen nothing yet. My God, that was like a pep rally. Unfortunately, some people did die, as often happens in these kind of things, but and some were injured. But let us not forget that the Capitol Police also let them in. They opened up the doors. Then the Capitol Police did what they are trained to do, what they do in America. They stand down. So they let the doors open. They let the people go into the Capitol, and they stood down. And then they let you get deep, deep inside the Capitol. They let you in the Senate chamber. They let you walk around. There's many videos of the Senate police letting the people walk around freely. They weren't there to hurt any senators. They were walking around. The police let them in. Then when you get deep inside, they decide to trap you. And they decide to film you. They had the rogue people there. They were filming everyone's face to arrest you later, which I warned you about. They doxed a lot of you, unfortunately. And then they shot Ashley Babbitt. And there were some scuffles there. There were independent little skirmishes, but overall, it was not a people trashing or burning the Capitol or anything of that nature, which the mainstream Democrat media likes to talk about. Unbelievable, but that still will be. There's still lots of detail about that coming out, and we will tell you about it. Now, a man told a school board last week that if you force the vaccine on our kids, and my kids especially, that it will be 1776 all over again. Wow. Well, forget reading, writing, and arithmetic. Here's what America's kids are learning now in your public schools, Mr. and Mrs. America. They're learning, they're being taught by their Democrat leftist teachers and professors that America is a racist country. That if you are white, you are racist by definition. And if you support Trump, you're a racist, right? And if you support American ideals like free speech, gun rights, or hard work, God forbid, well, then you are definitely a racist. They love that word racist. The left doesn't even know that that's a Trotsky communist term that was invented to muffle your opposition, your political opposition. It's a word designed to keep you quiet, America. Don't let words like that bother you. This horrifying ideology that's being taught in our schools is called critical race theory. It's creeping in the classrooms all across the country. And if you stand up to it, the woke Democrat mob comes after you. Oh, yeah, then they call you names. Oh, God forbid they call you names. Well, you got to get a thicker skin, America. You got to toughen up. I'm telling you, mentally get tough. Get real tough going forward. Because these attacks on you and your family and your neighborhood are only going to intensify on all fronts. Financial, mobs will be in your streets banging on your door, demanding that you come out. Well, like I told them before, when we come out, it's not to sing Kumbaya. We're coming out as if they are a occupation force and the enemy that's invaded our neighborhood. Well, more big news tonight, but I do want to get into this a little bit before we bring on our VIP guests who will be calling the show very shortly. The U.S. Treasury has a plan of economic collapse. It's called force majeure. Now, we're going to get into this a little bit tonight, but I have researched this and read about it. If the U.S. dollar were to crash, if we were to have an economic collapse, God forbid, we do not want that on my show. We want things to get better, not worse, trust me. The Federal Reserve, the U.S. Treasury, has a plan to send paratroopers to the Federal Reserve banks in America. Did you know that the United States of America actually has a plan in the event they can no longer service their debt? They do. It's adopted back in the early 2000s. It's called the 6900 Protocols, or words to that effect. With all the hoopla and all the crazy media taking place nowadays, our national government is, in some people's eyes, completely illegitimate, taking on this debt, fraudulent in many ways, with complicit government agencies, and even a alleged stolen election. Hyperinflation is creeping just around the corner. Some folks think it might be worth a minute or two to learn what our trusted public servants have planned for us after they have bankrupted the nation. This is how the U.S. Treasury would handle an economic collapse. It would start with the Secretary of the Treasury declaring a force majeure, of preventing the United States of America from servicing its debt. And that's spelled M-A-J-E-U-R-E. This, of course, would immediately be interpreted by the marketplace as a de facto repudiation of all U.S. debt. They even know precisely what time they would make such a declaration, 11:38 a.m. Eastern Standard U.S. Time. That's because by 11:38 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, markets in Asia and Europe will be closed, leaving only U.S. markets operating for a few more hours. A few seconds after that announcement was made, all United States markets, both equities, debt, and commodities, stock bonds, commodities, etc., that have trading limits or permissible daily limits, would all be limit offered with pools. Limit offered means that there are more sellers at the limit than buyers. Not good. So-called pools would immediately begin to form, probably 1,000 contracts every few minutes. Fast forward by 1 p.m., the news would begin to sink in because it would take a while before panic selling would arise from the public. The news is being also released at lunch hour per this plan, so you would not notice, America, because they know you're not paying attention. Most of the American people initially would not even understand or even comprehend the horror of the news. You would see professionals selling first, and as that professional selling intensified over the afternoon, you would see, once in your lunch hour and water break, the SEC, the CFTC, NASDAQ, and various market leaders and regulatory authorities would begin to appear on TV, Fox Business News, and they would be talking about emergency market protocols. So, on the first day, the Dow Jones Industrial Average and the related indices would drop about 20 to 30%. But the real impact would come overnight when the American people found out what this was all about, when it was finally explained to them in layman's terms and street terms. That's if they woke up from their hangover the night before. Now, when Japan's markets open the next day, we will call this day two, what would happen is almost instant collapse. At 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, the Tokyo markets would open and no price would be affixed for probably 3 or 4 hours into the session due to the avalanche of selling. Once prices were established, the government of Japan would close all of its financial markets. Europe would not even open. This is part of the plan. All European governments would close all capital exchanges. Now, when the U.S. goes down, everything around the world in matters financial goes with us. We are keeping the world afloat in many, many ways, even with our debt. Now, on that second fateful day here in the United States, Army forces would be dropped in via parachute to the cities where the 12 Federal Reserve District banks are located. The reason they would be brought in by parachute is there won't be enough time to do this via driving. Plus, by then there could be traffic snarls with panic. Those troops would have to be in place around the 12 Federal Reserve banks to protect any remaining assets or gold or metals inside, things of that nature. Also to protect federal property. The origin of these U.S. Treasury protocols comes from the Department of Defense. The Department of Defense has contingency plans for a variety of scenarios. Those kinds of scenarios would include, obviously, military collapse, World War III, economic collapse, and its aftermath. What we're talking about now is the aftermath, how the aftermath of the U.S. being unable to service its huge national debt would be handled. And more on this during the show. That gives you a brief summary and synopsis of what could happen. We hope that this is avoided, deflected, but we do live in very dangerous times. Folks, we're so glad you're here tonight. You have reached the Von Wiehand Show. We are America's fortunate sons. This is your pirate radio show. And it sounds a lot like this as we start our infamous and legendary show. ain't no senator's son and don't even want to be. Well, the European housewife is calling in from the island of Cyprus. Our esteemed, illustrious VIP guest tonight. Without further ado, let's get to Sheree in the island of Cyprus. How are you doing tonight, babe?
I'm doing good, Vaughn. How are you?
Doing great. Love talking to you on Gab and elsewhere. Gosh, it's been a while.
Hasn't the world gone mad since the last time we talked?
I know. We were talking about the immigration there on the island of Cyprus, the boats of the people that were just washing ashore, that was cracking down on the patriots of Cyprus and the good people like yourself in the small town. So tell us what's been happening there.
Well, we've got the COVID situation like everyone else. And now we're getting out of our lockdown, but we still have to wear our masks wherever we go outside, which is ridiculous because it's very hot now. And we still have our invaders coming into the island every day, and yet, you know, they don't have to follow any of the COVID rules, and we still have all the same problems. Since the last time we talked, our village was attacked. Our village was attacked twice by illegal migrants. And it was it's just crazy. You call the police, you know, when they started, they came, they were armed, they were robbing all the little village houses around us. And you think you just call the police and that they would come. And one police came from the village police place and they said, oh, look, it's only us on tonight because all the other police, are busy with the COVID. So they're so busy trying to find people in the lockdown that's not wearing masks. So while we're getting robbed by armed robbers, you know, they couldn't help us. And they just said, well, maybe they're just hungry. I've never been so shocked in all my life. Like, maybe they're just hungry. These people had shotguns and baseball bats. There was a gang of them, and they were going from house to house, robbing everybody, and they robbed everyone's cars. And the one policeman left because he had no one else at his police station that night. And we were left to just work it out ourselves. So we got all the men in the village that were hunters that had guns, got out, and we started. Everyone was up that night. Everyone was so excited because they'd been all in the lockdown. There was all this curfew, and all the kids had been watching The Purge. And then these maniacs came into the village, and we had to sort them out. And it's like everyone came alive. We all got together, and we found these idiots and got them and took them to the police. But it was hours of them hiding in the farms. It was crazy. In the first lockdown, we got a couple of drones, and I got one that had infrared that you could see at nighttime. That drone was able to spot where they were. So when they were down the farm from my house, because I live on a hill and you can see the farmland, they were hiding in the cactus of all places. They're hiding in the cactus. And we found them in there. But, oh, my goodness, these idiots. It was like, oh, my God, we found someone's pants because they had to, like, strip everything off because they were covered in cactus ties. It was crazy. And it was very lucky that none of us got hurt, because we were just left to our own defenses. And then afterwards, when we got them and took them to the police, they lied that we had murdered some of them and buried them in the farms. And for days, it's funny how one policeman came.
We can only wish about that.
Yeah, and then the next day, there was vans of police. There was about 20 police came to the village. We were all told to go and make statements. We were all questioned about these so-called murders of these migrants. And it went on for days like this, all this police investigating us. And then shortly after that, each person that was seemingly dead turned up in other villages robbing other people. And then they realized the whole thing was crazy. They were just making up lies. It was just, oh, my God, if we weren't armed, we'd all be, like, raped and killed. It was horrible. It was the worst thing ever, and no help from the police. And the media covered it up. the media covered it up, and it was in a few days later, it was in the news that a village got robbed, some of the cars got something stolen. They didn't say what actually happened, that these people came organized in a gang, shotguns, baseball bats, and terrorized a whole village. That wasn't in the news. It was ridiculous.
Sure.
I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah, they want to cover it up, and, you know, it's to elevate the immigrant over the citizens of Cyprus. Make the extreme mainstream.
It's like you're bad if you say anything, and we're just, you know, it's all men coming in. It's all men. It's not families. You know, the thing is, there's real refugees in the world. I never see a Palestinian getting away from what they're dealing with in their country. You never see real refugees coming. It's always these men. And I live close to the beach, and they come up on boats. They come up on boats, and they run around, and they hide. They hide in the old buildings around my house. They hide everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's very dangerous to live like this. And then the police are no help. It's like their hands are tied. They're told not to do anything. They're told just to leave it. I can't understand this. This is what's happening everywhere, I think. Everywhere. Just pretend it's not happening. Yeah, pretend it's not happening. But if we weren't armed, we wouldn't be here today, I don't think. And it's happened twice another time. It was one night, I was with my daughter alone, and then my daughter starts screaming. There was someone looking in the window at us. Again, this migrants again. They come in, they're looking in the window, because we live in a remote area. It's like, oh, no, not again. But this time I'm prepared for everything.
Son.
Yeah, I don't call the police now. I just call the nearest neighbor with a gun. That's who I call, because they come really quickly.
Smart.
Yeah, that's what you have to do. But, oh, my goodness.
Well, you know, there's always a backlash.
Pardon?
You know? There's always a backlash to reach this stuff eventually, you know?
Yeah, people are sick of it. People are sick of it. It's like you have to handle everything yourself. In another town, I was reading in the news, they were telling them not to take the law into their own hands because the men in the villages got together and was rounding up the crooks because they've come here. They're not poor refugees. They're drug dealers. They're setting up their drug dens and they're doing all this. And then the police is like, oh, my God, they're poor refugees. Just leave them alone. But they're taking over towns. It's a big problem now. It never used to be like this. A lot of violence now. A lot of places you can't go. And it's like there's the Middle Eastern ones, and then there's Africans have came. There's all these Africans that came. And when you look, they're not these poor Africans. They're dressed up like pimps. They're dressed up like pimps, and they look like,
right. Look
like people in some kind of music video. You know, they're all done up. They're not poor people. They're setting up their place here. They all came here because of Europe, because we never had a problem like this before. And they're doing all the stuff like this, and you're supposed to pretend it's not happening. It's just, like, crazy. It's really bad for our kids. It's bad for everything, because I used to never even lock my door. I didn't even lock the car. We didn't do any of this because there was no crime. That's how with the EU this came. Yeah, so now you can see where the crime came from. It wasn't just that years went past and gradually everyone, it got more violent in the world. It's not this. They brought these people in, and they're the ones doing it. They're the ones with the crime. They're the ones attacking people and doing all these things. It's just a matter of time before people snap with this, because each village has been getting attacked. And then it's not in the news. Everyone's seeing this. It's not in the news. It's like, what the hell? All this happened to us at night, and we were just like, it's a miracle that we're alive afterwards, because how did we get on top of these people? But we did. And it's like, and then it was like nothing happened. It was like, what is this? And then to be questioned that we were the killers. Like we were these horrible kidnapping killers, mental village. It was just crazy. Crazy it was.
God,
to
no
be
doubt.
20 police for us, one police that left us. It doesn't make sense. Mm-hmm. But this is how the world is now. It's like everything is for the people that's coming in, and you're going to, I don't know, it's like some kind of gaslighting where you have to pretend like these are the oh, don't you like, you know, don't you want to help the refugees? They're not refugees. I'd like to help families. This is not families. This is not refugees. These are people coming in deliberate, and we're getting them from the Turkish side as well, and we get them from Syria. It's not poor Syrians. It's the ones. It's the terrorists that's escaping Syria. When they're escaping there, they come over here because we're so close to it. That's the people that's coming here, not the good people. It's that.
That's
it's
right.
All these men. Pardon?
That's right. And, you know, they are military age, immensury, and we haven't heard one bit about this in our terrible, terrible liberal media in America. That's why we have the Von Wien Show to showcase some news around the world that it's never or even under reported these kind of things about these violence groups in Cyprus going from village to village, town to town, terrorizing people, killing people. These are that you think would be on CNN or Fox News. Not a word.
When we were giving the statement, when I had to the last statement, they said, Sherry, watch what you say, because if you say all these things that they've done and all that, that gang is going to come after you. It's a big network of them. It's not just a small little gang. They've taken over everything, and then you're going to have to go to the court cases, and you're going to give them evidence. They're going to be after you. They know where you are in the village. And it's like, what the hell? I have to say what now? I have to say that they just robbed my house, this, that. I can't say that, what, they held us at gunpoint. They, you know, we were the whole night trying to get on top of these people. It was guns blazing. It was ridiculous. I'm just glad I had the drone to find where they were hiding when we finally got on top of them. It was just like,
wow.
It was like a movie. It was like a movie.
What a battle zone.
No one coming to help. Yeah, no one was coming to help. We had to just get on top of the situation. It was very frightening. It was very frightening. And all the was good is how everyone came together. Everyone came together. Like, now I know that everyone's connected here. One phone call and everyone, it's just like the whole village is down to help. All the men come out with their guns. This is how it is now. We do patrols now, patrolling the village. It has to be like this.
Yeah. Things have to descend to that level, and then people will rally around you. And you're right, Sheree. We have the same issue in America, with a K, that the police are told to stand down. All they do, they'll put up their yellow caution tape around a neighborhood and say, don't go in there. There's rioters and violence and arson.
Yeah.
And they'll let it all burn. And you're right. And they always want to elevate these people. It's the narrative. It's the agenda. And it's got to be turned around on its face.
It is. It is, because the innocent people are suffering with this. It's like innocent people obey the law, you just want to live your own life, take care of your families, go to work, whatever, and you are the ones being criminalized if you say anything. It's just you're telling the truth. The truth shouldn't be silenced. It's telling the truth. You should be able to tell this. If this is happening in their country, they'd round us up. I can't understand how we can't protect our people. All the countries seem to be
this,
because I'm originally from Britain and they have such a big problem. They can't even say anything. People are scared to even say anything at all when their kids are getting attacked and there's rape gangs or whatever. It's like you have to think, look, these people are going to come after me if I tell the truth about this.
The UK is in total lockdown mode. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, you're a British citizen over in Cyprus.
Yeah.
Right. How many British nationals live in the Cyprus area?
Oh, there's quite a lot, because we have a British base here as well. It's like, I don't know. I know my people's even more afraid to speak. Like, the Cypriots are like more like natural, like we were in the old days. But the British people is like so conditioned to like not say the truth about it. And British friends of mine is like, Sheree, that sounds racist. When I'm saying, how is it racist? It's not racist. It is the truth I'm telling. I'm just telling, like, it doesn't matter where they're from. I'm just telling what the criminal is doing. And they just happen to to be from certain countries, and they've come in here. It just happens to be that. If they were from here, I'd be saying, oh, my goodness, the people from here is crazy. But it's not that. It's those people. And you should be allowed to say the truth without being called names. It's ridiculous. People need to say
that. That's
right. These things.
Right, and that's what I was talking about during my monologue, Sheree, is that, you know, speaking the truth now is now a criminal act to some people.
It is.
Despite obvious, speaking the obvious truth. They are from X country. How dare you say that? Well, it's true. They're from Ethiopia, from Somalia. They're Somalian pirates. They've been pirates for thousands of years. It's nothing new. They still commandeer ships in the African seas off their coast. They are Somali pirates or people from that part of the world or the Middle East. I mean, and you're right, they are sitting up their drug dens there, and it's to get the European people hooked on drugs and to impoverish you with their confiscatory drug rates. They want to get you hooked, and that's how they get your money and get your farm and get your business and then screw you over.
They come after the kids. They go around the schools.
That's
right. It's really bad because we never had this problem before.
It's all a systematic agenda.
It's them doing it and then being allowed to do it. And I think a lot of the
people
turn a blind eye.
How dare we mention that? Right.
I know.
Right.
It's like if you meant, I'm sick of it. I mean, I just tell the truth, whatever it is. Same with the lockdown. We were in such a severe lockdown when that happened, and we had a curfew all night, and, you know, I'd get stopped. I'd get stopped if I was driving around at that time at night on a curfew, but not them. They were able to drive around with their shotguns, baseball bats, drive into villages they don't even know the people, come up. It's amazing how they did it because, you know, it's like they're invisible. It's like they're invisible to the police. I can't understand how this happens. And the whole thing and the silly COVID thing. And another thing I've noticed, that we're all supposed to follow the rules. You're supposed to wear a mask all the time now when you go out the door. You're not allowed, in the forest. I've gotten a few fines for wearing a mask in the forest. For not wearing a mask in the forest. It's ridiculous. But I've noticed migrants, they can go together in hundreds or together in parks, whatever, and no one bothers them. No one will go up to them because, you know, they're not going to pay any fines. So there's no point. They just leave them.
They have special privileges.
No masks, no perfume. Yeah. They break all the laws, whatever it is, and no one says anything.
I call it minority worship. The Western governments have a thing called minority worship. If you're black, brown, or indifferent, they elevate you and worship you. They do.
Yeah.
They give you special privileges. If you're the host population, especially the evil white Europeans, or that lineage, heritage, or if you're a descendant, which I am, how dare you say anything? How dare you? You're supposed to sit in the corner, put your mask on, shut up, and take notes. New day, soldier. And by the way, we also want your guns, and we want you to be a cuck and not do anything.
Never give up the guns, because then you're finished. If you give up your guns, you're finished.
Without
the guns, we would have been gone. We would have had nothing. We would have been all just gone. Just before that happened, I was outside with my dogs. It was late at night because I was up a bit later with my daughter, and we were talking about her birthday. And then I went outside, and my neighbor shouted at me, "Get inside," because they were coming through everything. I just missed them. I would have been dragged away by these lunatics. It's so bad. It was just like a stroke of luck. I got into the door. My neighbor had the gun, and all the men came out. But the police, I'd never ring the police again. I'd never bother wasting 5 minutes ringing that, because they come and they're useless and they say silly things, and you're just standing there, you're wasting time while these people are hiding in your village. It was a big waste of time.
That's a great way to put it. The police say silly things, they waste your time, and they stand out. So what good are they? Seriously,
They're told not to do anything. So, you know, we got told maybe they're hungry. Maybe they're hungry?
They're hungry.
They had getaway cars.
Again, it's our fault. Remember, it's our fault that they're hungry. Remember? So they say, they're hungry. Why can't you help them? No, I'm not going to feed my invader to kill me. I will not fight for their right to invade my... Right, I will not fight for their right to speak up and kill me and my family. No, that's where I draw the line. I hate that phrase. I fight for their right. No, we will not fight for their rights. Screw them and the boat they came in. By the way, I would say if I was in Cyprus, there are many targets of opportunity, if you know what I mean. There are many targets.
They were terrified afterwards. They were scared of us afterwards because we went crazy. It turned into the purge. And then they were down there hiding. And then the young men in the village, they were running around. They found their getaway car. And they found all the things that they robbed the people. And they took it all back. And it was hilarious. They slashed their tires. And then the people were useless. We had to round them up and take them ourselves. That's why they're lying that we killed half of them. It's just ridiculous. Well, the whole thing was mental.
It is what it is. The cuck police forces in Europe especially, and they're getting bad in America, and they're really bad in the UK. These guys thought, we're going to join the police. And see, when I was a kid, if you were a policeman, that meant something. Now they call it a commune. Policemen, right? They took away their blackjack. They took away their guns, their ability to enforce. Oh, they'll lord it over you and me because they feel, well, you're conditioned to accept this. You should have guilt. Where's your guilt? Don't you feel that you should give to these people? They're brainwashed.
Give them everything. Police are brainwashed. And feed them on the way countries. Out.
We have no guilt.
I just can't take it.
Watch.
Get I have
it.
No guilt
Live
for
it.
Anything.
Love it.
No guilt. No guilt at all.
No guilt
for
either.
No guilt for
Screw
anything.
Up.
No one should have it. It's ridiculous.
Right.
It's just like a brainwashing technique to make you
it's
like
It's a psyop.
Back.
It wants you to feel guilty, so then capitulate. It's all designed to get you to capitulate and buy
who
into their narrative and their agenda that you and I are evil and our ancestors were evil. And by God, it's time to give the world to them. Why? Because we're such nice people.
They would make it so good. They'd be just like their own countries. Wonderful like that. Oh, my goodness.
Don't come to our country and
screw up. The reason their country is so bad is because it's them running it. They're the people there, and they come and they bring whatever is in their country over to your country, their rape, their robberies.
Like Trump said, their pestilence, their disease, their crime.
Oh, talking about diseases.
Trump was fucked. He was excoriated for saying that in America. How dare he say that? How dare he?
You don't have a lot of diseases because my daughter is a nurse at the hospital. You know how many diseases? They have so many diseases. That's how, if they're going near the women, this is a bad thing because they're going to get herpes, they're going to get genital warts, they're going to get all these type of things because they're bringing it in. They're just disease carriers.
That's right.
And you can't say it, yet they're all in the hospital. They go to first aid to get treated. It's just ridiculous.
Don't say anything. Be nice.
Yeah,
just right? But we all know we're there.
The crime is to tell the truth. The crime is to say
that's right.
What's going on.
Absolutely.
And people are terrified.
Well, I feel sorry for the animals
the
in those countries.
The poor. When you start talking
the
truth,
poor
people are
animals.
Oh
my God.
I know. It's really, really bad. Really bad. And it's ridiculous.
Well, we all know they have a thing for animals. You know, they really, really do.
They're even in the forest. When I go in the forest on the weekend, it's full of Africans. Right. They've gave them village houses to live in. And they're not happy. They're living in this beautiful forest in a village house, and they're angry because they think that Cyprus is racist because they're not getting enough money, like in Germany when they go to Germany. They're not getting enough money, and they're getting more than Cypriots. But in their head, people's being racist, and they're getting hard done by because they don't understand that Cyprus has no money. So they think because it's the EU, they're getting treated badly. They're getting put in these village houses because they want to be in the city doing their drugs. They're getting put in lovely village houses in the forest. It's like anyone's dream to live there, but they're angry. They're angry, and they're not getting enough money So you've got these angry people around thinking that you're racist, that you're not giving them enough money, your country's just racist against them. And they don't understand that a Cypriot gets less money than they do. A Cypriot person that needs money and is poor will get less money than an immigrant coming, a fake immigrant coming. And
the government says, screw you, Cypriot. We're going to give that cash to the immigrants. Screw you.
Yeah, the old people here get hardly any money compared to them. And then it's like they're looking around angry because it's not enough, because they look at, they got friends in Germany and they tell them how much money they're getting in Germany when they go over there, or Sweden, whatever. They get very well looked after, and it's a mistake for them to come here. It's a big mistake to come to Cyprus because it's not all the big money here. So, you know, they're very angry here. That's why they're drug dens and, you know.
I always say, Shereen, out of the benefit of my very deep, great heart, you know, I believe it, that all animals should be taken care of. The sharks need to eat too, you know? I'm all for the sharks. So, you know, it's like, look, they got to eat. I digress a bit, but you get my drift. In other words, when those boats come over, don't let them land, folks. You know what to do.
That's a mistake.
They assume the risk. When they cross the ocean, assume the risk. And the risk is the boat could have an accident. We don't know. Strange things happen out there on the ocean.
The NGOs are traitors. The NGOs are poison. They are the ones.
Risk.
As soon as they're here, a lot of times they get turned back. There's a boat yesterday. They get turned back the next day, and then it's all in the news how Cyprus is racist. We sent these poor refugees back. We wouldn't let them land or whatever. It's just a whole lot of rubbish, and it's all these bad.
God forbid we don't let the invaders land. Oh, my. It's terrible. We're not letting the invaders land now. Oh, now we're being chastised for that. We're such terrible people. We're so evil.
The whole place is like Africa. The place is like Africa now. You sound racist, Shereen. No, I'm not racist. I'm walking down the street, and there's Africans dressed like pimps hanging on the streets now. They're hanging everywhere. It's very, very uncomfortable to walk anywhere. As a woman, you can't not go by yourself anymore. I don't want my kids walking around at night. I don't want anything to happen to them. You can't pretend this is not happening. It's not safe now.
They want you to pretend this is a dream. Right. We don't pretend.
You know, what the hell?
We get reality 101 on my show, reality.
Yeah,
it's
sure,
not a,
because
it's happening.
I know.
And we'll point it out.
It's like the Twilight Zone. You're talking to people, and that people get scared when you're talking about it. It's like, Shereen, don't say this.
They do.
It's like, I don't know. It's like someone's going to hear. Who's going to hear? You know, you're telling the truth.
Don't say that. You might disturb the natives. They might come and attack us. They say,
I know there was one lady. There was one lady. She felt so sorry for the migrants, but she didn't feel so sorry when they were attacking the village. Then she wanted help. She was screaming for help. This is ridiculous. I said, you want help now? I thought you wanted to feed them before.
I would say, don't you want all this cultural enrichment? Make it very sarcastic.
It makes it so wonderful, doesn't it? Now we have like Africans and Middle
Isn't life
Eastern
wonderful?
Men having like gang fights on every corner. It's like they have their own fights. You know, they attack each other. They're in the streets. They stab each other.
You know, Shereen.
Each other.
Yeah,
it's
we
crazy.
Are. We are guilty. We need to embrace our new invaders. We need to break bread with them and hold their hand as they are the children of the world and sing kumbaya around the campfire. We need to give them wine and give them our homes.
When I'm walking past these horrible people, they're not thinking anything good. This is bad. This is really bad. And people need to wake up to it. We can't bring war in.
They go, we have to bury the hatchet. They talk in very somber tones. They have to hold their hand and embrace
like
diversity.
Planet,
we have to embrace cultural enrichment. It's going to happen. As Barbara Spector famously said, we're going to be chastised for our leading role. but by this leading role, we're going to be letting in millions of people into Europe, and Europe is going through a transformational process, she has said. And part of that process is that there's lots of changes that are being made. It's so bizarre. It's bizarro world.
I know.
And you know what?
Everything is.
The day of the sword is coming, baby. The day of the sword. They better be careful what they wish for.
Yeah. I know, because this is a small place. So, you know, and people are more normal here. They haven't got brainwashed yet. The only people brainwashed I've noticed is the young people that studied overseas. They can come back silly. They can come back thinking all this brainwashed racism. You need to feel guilty. You've had everything too good, and these poor people have nothing.
They train you to feel guilty. They train you.
Yeah,
right.
It's ridiculous. I know. It's like people's kids are getting ruined. They shouldn't send them overseas anymore. They should just let them study here, where we can just like educate them properly, and they can just open their eyes and see the real thing, because that is ridiculous. It's just not normal, and you can't pretend it's not happening. It's so dangerous to do that. It's dangerous. It's not family. This is ridiculous. And with such a small island to be overrun like this, like we're begging, please, EU, we can't take any more of these refugees. There's another camp near where I am too, about 10 minutes drive away, that they have riots.
God.
They stab each other. They go mental.
Oh, how lovely.
You know, we have a police.
We just love riots and arson and buildings on fire.
They try to kill people, right? They try to kill people. If we were
killings in the streets. Oh, it's
we would be charged like for
attempted
murder. Cyprus, you know, they just ignore it. They ignore
Cyprus
trying to attack people.
Sorry, you need more diversity, don't you think?
Yes. Yeah, it's different rules for them. For some reason,
I think you need more.
Understand.
I don't think you've had enough yet. I'm telling you.
It's going to get worse.
I just think there needs to be more. They need to have more cultural. Because the Cypriot population, they have not learned their lesson to accept this as normal. And by God, because you have not, and we have not, definitely in Arizona, we are screwed, and we need to get more re-education by the militant left. That's what they think.
Yes,
that's what they think,
coming,
really.
The EU is trying to bring it over here. It's harder because people's like very family-orientated, and they're thinking like they did in the old days here. Still, they still go to church. They still, most people get married, have children there. Our priest the other day called us and said, oh, my God, they're trying to put all this weird sex education into the schools. And it's not the birds and the bees they're talking about. It's all the weird trans and all these LGBT whatever and all these weird stuff for the kids. When they're very young, they want the kids sexualized. They want them to think very...
That's right.
When they're tiny kids, they want them... It's just a grooming thing. And if you see it for what it is, it's like, oh, you bigot. You bigot. It's been happening recently with me. Like,
you're bigots. Don't you know about the LGBTQ, ABCDEFG, HIJK, WXYZ? We're worldwide, baby.
Tranny story time.
Oh, God.
I don't see that happening in Cyprus. The tranny story time, if that happened here, I could see everyone.
Tranny story
time.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I could see them.
Oh, just wonderful.
It wouldn't happen here. It wouldn't happen here. People are not that far gone yet.
Well, we have drag queen story hour for the elementary schools.
I saw it in England, too.
Drag queen story hour, an abomination. Unbelievable.
It's demons. You know, they don't even look like normal. It's not like they're dressing up like women. They're dressing up like demons to teach their kids.
I've always told people that the militant leftists worldwide want to make the extreme mainstream, if you boil it down to its final essence. They want to make their crimes normal. And that's what they do.
Exactly
they systematically, that's what
I
they
agree.
Do. They
that's
go incremental.
Exactly what it is.
Little bit,
they
chip away.
They want to be free to do everything. They want to be free to just take your kids. Do anything they want to them and say, like, you're the bigot for not allowing it.
It's normal.
They want your kids to think all this weird stuff when they're 6 years of age. They want, you know,
they're
like,
looking
they're
for converts.
Bad from preventing it.
They're looking
yeah,
for
these
more
weird
Democrats.
Trans things. You know, there was no trans years ago. It was very rare, the trans thing years ago. Now it's like nearly every kid is thinking, am I trans? Because they're brainwashed to think this rubbish.
That's
now.
Right.
They never thought this before. This never happened, what, more than 20 years ago. This was not a thing. Now it's like,
7-year-old
oh,
kids
am I
are saying, am I a transhumanist?
Yes. Yeah,
you know,
because kids are confused. Kids get confused. They get depressed. They whatever. They're not. They don't have to be. And they're being led down this path where they destroy themselves. It's like I can't understand how this is happening, and the parents allow it. Such weak-minded parents to not say anything.
The parents are all cucked. They're all brainwashed. They're brainwashed.
Well, what is this?
And they
want
stand up. Everyone's afraid.
Yeah,
and
they,
that's
and they want to appear like this good person. They're so into themselves. They're so into themselves and what other people think of them. Their kid comes last.
Right.
It's more like, what does everyone think of me? I'm dressing my boy as a girl, and look at me, I'm doing this and that. It's just ridiculous. So stupid and gross. And it never was a thing. It's something deliberate. They're attacking our kids. They're sexualizing the children. They're coming in. That EU, they want to do it here now. They're going to come into the schools. They're going to have a problem here doing it because we've got the priests still. They've still got the religious lessons. And I don't see it being so easy for them here. It's not going to be so easy. It's not like other countries. It's horrible. Horrible.
It's a mess.
People are still normal here. The majority of people here are normal unless they've been educated overseas and they go brainwashed. I don't know how
people
get brainwashed like that. How do you see this as normal?
Normal.
It's just like with the COVID.
They hate it.
With the
look,
COVID.
If you're not queer, if you're not crazy, if you're not mentally deranged, the left doesn't like you. Because you're not, they know, because you're not buying into their program.
Yeah.
You won't buy into their weird view of the world, and their worldview is weird, very weird.
It is weird.
But if you don't buy into it, and if you don't buy hook, line, and sinker, and buy in, boy, you're the enemy, and they want to excoriate you. Your final thoughts, Sherry.
It's true. They want to destroy you. That's how people have to stick together. You need, there's more of us than them. The thing is, people are wanting to go along with it. Those people are traitors. They're traitors to our people. And same with the COVID. When I saw this COVID and then all the countries doing the same thing, it's all connected. Now they're rounding up saying we have to have vaccines. In Cyprus, you cannot go to a hotel or inside a restaurant or anything unless you've had two vaccines or you've had a test. They were testing. They wanted us to be tested every 72 hours. Every 72 hours to go to work, to school, whatever. This is just madness. I don't know how people are going along with it. It's like people want to do what they're told. It's like they're not used to, like, not doing what they're told. It's like they're so into it. They're lulled into this. Just do this, and everything will be okay. It's not going to be okay. This COVID's never going to go away now because it's fake. There is a virus, but they've used this virus. It's just like a flu. It's a very bad flu, but they've used it to control everyone everywhere.
That's
I can't believe how people walk out in the forest with masks on their face, even if no one else sees. Or they call the police on you. You know how many times people have called the police on me and my husband? Oh, my goodness. So many times, and I'm thinking, they must be pretending to call the police, and next thing the police comes. It's so ridiculous.
God.
I can't believe there's
stupid people
in the world.
They are stupid people, and the virus we know is the government. How about those apples? I want to thank you so much for calling the Von Wiehunt Show. This has been a real treat. The European housewife, folks, from the island of Cyprus.
For those of you who
live in Apache Junction, Cyprus is in the Mediterranean Sea, in case you were wondering. Thank you, Sheree. We love you.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me on, Vaughn. Thank you so much. Good night.
Anytime. I can't wait to our part three. Take care. Have a great night.
Okay. Thank you so much. Okay. Bye, Vaughn. Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Fantastic interview with Sheree there of the island of Cyprus. Oh, my God. We could talk to her for hours, and we're going to have her on again in due time. My God, love that. I wish we could speak more. That was a good 45-minute interview. And we have more of the show. And we'll get your calls here next. If you just tuned in, you have reached the rogue and infamous Von Wiehent Show, the one and only cult radio at its best, America. And we always know that we are a world at war. The show is often duplicated but never imitated. We welcome you into our radio octagon each week as we delve into the known and the unknown world around us. Join us now. Join the Von Wiehent Army and Special Forces. We are legendary and legion. We will never falter and never fail you, America. We salute you all. We want things to do well in our nation. And we love those biker movies from the 1960s, too. They sound a lot like this. We do want to get loaded and have fun in pre-COVID America. We do want to get with our group and party, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, we don't want nobody telling us what to do. We don't want nobody pushing us around.
I apologize. But tell me, just what is it that you want to do?
Well, we want to be free. We want to be free to do what we want to do. We want to be free to ride. And we want to be free to ride our machines without being hassled by the man. And we want to get loaded. And we want to have a good time. And that's what we're going to do.
Well, when, baby? Let's go.
We're going to have a good time. We're going to have a party.
And under the direction of Von Wiehent, we will commence bombing tonight on the North Vietnamese communist forces. Our B-52s are airborne, arriving at their destination targets. Communism be damned, we must prevail. And God bless America.
You damn right. And with that, let's get to the phones back again on our studio board. Let's go ahead and bring in somebody here. Hello, you're on the Von Wiehent Show. State your name and where you're from. Are you there? Hello? Speak up. Well, somebody wasn't there. Let's go to the Irish Pirates here, our tech wizard. Irish, are you there tonight, bud?
Yes, sir, I am, and I'm happily on my compound. If you check your latest from me, it wasn't audio. It was pictures of the wildlife out here. You asked for some, and I say you –
Yes,
I sent you six
and the
of
owl. I've been getting your voicemails, and I've been extremely busy. But let me see. I want to hear the owl update and your compound update, so tell the audience.
Well – there are now, despite the fact that I lived in Wyoming for 10 years on a ranch from ages 9 to 19, I never had a chance to be able to name and watch animals over three generations of their kind. It just never happened. By the time that happened, they were on somebody else's place, or I left and went into the military and never came back to see them, or whatever it might be. But here on this compound, I've got three generations of owls. And it started out with primarily a gargantuan male. He's got like a 65-inch wingspan, which is not normal for a great horned owl and certainly not a male. And that's the guy that first impressed me. I called that couple wise ass and smart ass. And then they had a baby who had this row of black around his face that looked like a redneck beard. So I called him Bubba right off the bat, not knowing if he's male or female. It turned out he's very male. And now he's found a wife, who I call Wendy, and they have a baby, which has yet to be determined. So I just gave that baby an initial, and we'll put the name on it later, and it's M. So, and you called her, or him, Baby M the Defender. And now
yes.
You have pictures. Some people have seen the pictures of when Baby M was only about 33 days old and was all peach fuzz. Now Baby M has dropped the peach fuzz, but has very dark And that's in order to hide them. The babies are more afraid of something climbing up to get them than they really are of being dive-bombed from overhead. I've noticed that.
Yes.
That's where they tend to hide. But anyway, the family is fully functional, and I saw one rattlesnake a little bit too early, and it was the same one that I saw a little bit too late last year.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same one. It behaved exactly the same way. I don't think it's here. I haven't seen another one since, despite all the heat. I mean, they don't operate on a clock. They operate when the sun wakes them up. They should be out. They're not out. The owls are thriving out here. They're having a really good time. And I actually, I had a friend who actually just happened to be with me at the time, and I came on to the compound. And sure enough, not only did we get a chance to see the owl family, but then the coyotes came over and said hello. And some of those are in that, one of those pictures is in that group. And they're very beautiful
cool.
in their own right. The number one thing.
Yeah,
I
the desert's
say about the
full
is,
of all kinds of varmints. Yes.
Oh yeah, my daughter, when she saw how brown it was in the desert, she's going like, "There's no life here." I'm thinking rainforest, and I'm going like, "You ain't been here at night, honey." There's lots of things
That's
going
right.
on. The coyotes are so smooth the way they operate that you could put a drink on their back and it would not spill. I mean, they are gliding. It's especially
right.
obvious if they're like on asphalt or concrete. They do a little bit of bobbing because the ground underneath them is moving. But otherwise, they would literally, they're silent, everything. And when you see all this, matter of fact, one time in the winter, I started my car and I angered a coyote who was sleeping right next to my car.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I didn't know they were there. And I'm like, hey, you woke me up. I'm like, dude,
right,
go back to
right,
sleep.
Exactly.
No big deal. We're not at odds. None of us, despite the fact, obviously, we all have weapons. None of us go after each other. In fact, we're supporting each other. Is the way.
That's right. We support our brothers, the hills.
Yeah, the coyotes will get within 17 feet, no problem, and just stare you down. And
mm-hmm.
and that's on their volition. Sometimes when they don't think I'm in the car or something, they'll get closer. And then the owls,
right.
Once they got to know me, are willing to get within about 8 to 10 feet. Just to make sure that they understand that they're not afraid of me. They're annoyed with the
right.
noise I make, with my music, but in all, I'm part of the environment and they do accept me. It does take some time. Bubba was scared to death of me until his hormones kicked in. Then he had to prove to his new wife, "Oh, this guy's no problem." And it was me that got shocked when he left an area and then came right back to the same spot. I'd covered half the distance. And now he's staring me down.
Right.
I'm like, "You must have a wife." That was the very moment he was trying to say, "I want to introduce mm-hmm. you to my wife." And so, anyway, so we get along.
Pirate
and
greets
I've always,
Arizona nature is the topic of this call.
Well, when I
love
lived
it.
On a ranch, when I lived on a ranch, I always liked the animals that didn't rebel against humans. I liked the ones that understood that we have a purpose to be around. I didn't like being treated like an alien. And sometimes that means you're going to get, like, if you raise a cow from birth, you know, you actually bottle feed it yourself. The problem is when they get
right.
older, they're not afraid of you, and they will throw you over a fence or, you know, do something silly, not knowing that
right.
it was just as fun. Yeah, and I had a horse that
sure.
opened gates, turned on lights, and answered the telephone once. Yeah, it just weird things happen. But I'd rather have the weird things happen than to have them always be spooky. Everybody says, "Oh, I want them in the wild." And the answer is, I want to be part of that wild. Just like I want to be.
Right.
I talked to my daughter tonight. I had to remind her, you need to go up to a stranger today that you know is in the area doing what they do and tell them, "I know you're not the problem. I want to be at peace with your situation," because more and more we're going to see the chaos. Airlines are canceling flights, and for a while it was a secret. Why are they doing that? The pilots are dropping like flies because of shots. And you got to
right.
be able to not, when you see something really different, go down. "I didn't take the shots. So I'm not going to drop." But the pilots will. Okay, so I'm going to stop flying. Big deal.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like flying anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I'd much rather drive, and I'm intent on
yes.
that. Don't try to hold me down when I drive. And by the way, we've actually spent time thinking about what are we going to do if they try to make it so you can't drive on the normal roads, that they'll stop you, have checkpoints, stuff like that. You got to have knowledge of your community, just like what we're talking about.
Yes, you do.
Got to know who's around, what's around. And if you do that, if you are honest in your endeavors, you're not going to be making enemies. My enemies are the ones that don't know me. They're the ones that assume
I love that.
Me.
That's right. Irish, thank you so much, man.
Other way around. All right, sir.
We appreciate you.
I will be in touch, and the next is going to be audio.
Nice. I love it. Our tech wizard, folks, Irish Pirate. And he's right. Your enemies should not know you. We are stealth. We will sneak up to them, and they'll never see what the hell is coming at them. How about those apples? I've got to read this. We'll get to more calls here in a minute. The national security deep state is in outright panic right now, desperately hoping to criminalize political opponents of the Biden regime before the results of the Arizona and other states. We have our Maricopa County ballot audit before they are revealed. The hand counting portion of the audit is now complete, and the final results are expected in as little as a few days now, supposedly here in a few days, on June 26th. Today is, of course, June 24th. Corrupt national security operators know that once the audit results are made public, then America will see that around 200,000 ballots and counting were either fraudulent or missing in Arizona alone. Arizona may move to decertify its Electoral College votes, thrusting the entire Biden victory, quote unquote, into question. With audit efforts spreading to other states, it won't be long before enough states decertify the electoral votes to push Biden below the electoral victory threshold of 270, effectively nullifying the Biden presidency. Now, in order to stop this from happening, the corrupt DOJ and FBI are plotting the largest false flag in American history. Other people say, they've been saying this repeatedly on the internet. Now, we have no proof of that. These are mere allegations that I have collected over the internet. But who knows? There is a deep state. And allegedly, these things are a way to terrorize the nation into obedience while distracting from the election audit results. So having said that, there are many good government service workers in the FBI and DOJ and all throughout our government who do a very good job every day for the American people. But let's be frank here. Let's cut to the chase that the January 6th Capitol siege, which many people say that was clearly run by rogue elements of our own government, instantly shut down all talk of U.S. senators even considering alternate electoral college votes submitted by many red states. The deep state knows that ruling out a massive false flag attack as the Arizona election results are released will drastically shift the agenda and narrative and focus the American people, key phrase there, focus you on and turn your neck and point your nose in the right direction, to be blunt, on media-induced hatred aimed at ex-Trump supporters, current Trump supporters, conservatives, nationalists, and gun owners. Having said that, I will also be very fair and objective in telling you that there are many patriots within the DOJ and FBI and our government who are throwing wrenches in these things as we speak. They are doing their due diligence. We do have patriots inside the government as well in the Pentagon. But there are rogue elements there as well. I also believe that. This is why we expect to see the deep state attempt to pull off a large-scale, it could be a mass shooting, God forbid, or a bombing event of some kind, either in late June, July, or August, or even September. Many people are saying this, followed by media hysteria and a demand for your guns, for a nationwide gun confiscation. Now, didn't Biden this past week just talk about gun control yet again? They're ginning things up. A demand for national security investigations into you, Mr. and Mrs. America, and all Trump supporters. In order for the Marxists to hold power, they must, I'm telling you, they must create a new political and social crisis and use it to strip away any remaining constitutional protections for you, the American people. They have already destroyed free speech and free elections. Now they must destroy the freedom to bear arms and the freedom to express yourself and to express your dissent, which you have every right to do via the First Amendment. As Darren Beatty of the Revolver News said last week, does the national security apparatus do anything but conspire against the American people? Think about that. What are they empowered to do? All they seem to do is plot and conspire against you over and over again. So think about that. We go to more calls here. Let's get over to the gunslinger in Texas. He's been on hold for quite a while. Mr. Gunslinger, we're glad you're here tonight. What are your thoughts?
Well, it's a crazy
there?
World out there. Yeah, can you hear me? Hello.
Mm-hmm. Sir, we're here. Okay. We got you.
Got you. Yeah, it's a very crazy world out there, and it's getting crazier every day. I mean, from the idiot in the White House, okay, and that vice thing in the White House, they're going to be going to the border here in Texas, what, Friday? It's just going to be a photo shoot. That's all it's going to be, okay? That witch evil thing probably be there maybe an hour and just take, oh, look how pretty the border is. Look how this and all this stuff. Not even going to really where the real border crisis is, 1,000 miles away down the border. Okay? So that's useless. You think anything's going to come out of that? No, absolutely not.
Yeah.
Now, here's some very interesting facts right here. Speaking of this so-called vaccine, okay, I've been reading reports now that there has been over an almost 6,000 deaths in the United States from reverse reactions to the COVID-19 vaccine. That's just what they've been reporting. I'm going to say triple it, okay? Now, here's some very other disturbing news out of the European database, okay? It says here, COVID-19 vaccine adverse drug reactions have exceeded 15,472 dead, in capital letters. 1,509,266 injuries through June 19th, 2021. What is that? You put that and in the triplet here, that's going to be what? 35,000-40,000 people that this stuff has killed? Thanks, but no thanks. I mean, I'm looking at a list of the stuff that this thing is doing. Blood and blood system disorders, 16,133. Cardiac disorders, 12,637. Ear disorders, 7,000. Immune disorders, 6,110. The list goes on and on and on. This is very, very disturbing. I mean, what's going up? What's up, Doc? I mean, everybody is pushing this vaccine, giving you money, giving you prizes. Oh, you get to win a cruise ship. Oh, or a cruise on a cruise ship. Oh, you get a $1 million lottery ticket. You know, are you
That's
kidding
right.
me? I mean, these people need to, you need to go do your freaking research. Okay. Because there's something
right.
up to this. I said this last year, when the numbers started going up with the COVID-19, the numbers did not work out, and they're still not working out. Okay,
I know.
The amount of exposure, the amount of people that got killed, the people that was recovering. All of a sudden, that data just dried up, just poof, blew away with the wind.
It did.
So
it's, you know, it's demonic.
Yeah, there's something very evil about this. because now you're getting all these reports of all these disorders and deaths and everything, not only from the United States, but over in Europe as well. So that leads me to believe that, wait a minute, they don't know what they're talking about. I mean, when you rush a vaccine through just a, what, 3-4 months or whatever of testing, I think the polio vaccine took, read somewhere, it took almost 50 years to perfect. 50 years, that's a half a century. Okay, a half a century versus 3 or 4 months. So you tell me that there's no way that they could have put this through clinical testing, the trials, the research, and all this stuff. All of a sudden, oh, look at here. Here I am. All of a sudden.
I know. It's crazy. Gunslinger, thank you, man. We got a run here tonight. We will get you on. I thank you, buddy. Appreciate it, man. Great, great call there from the Gunslinger and about the COVID. I've got to make me a drink. I've heard enough tonight. I'm going to make me a shot, light up a cigar. I'll be right back, folks. I'm back with my drink and I lit my cigar up here. My God, the carnage I've heard tonight, just amazing. You want to call the show? We had a few calls. We're at 563-999-3437. Let's go right back to the calls and let's get Lincoln in the flyover country. Lincoln, how are you doing tonight?
Hey, what's going on, brother?
Are you there? How's it going, brother? What's happening, man?
It's going just fine.
What's
here,
happening
man?
Out there?
I got to tell you, man, I really liked your call with Sheree a lot, man. I follow her on Gab and chat with her. He's not a lot, but a little bit here
like
and there. And, yeah, that's one of my. That's probably one of my favorite callers you have on, actually.
Yeah, she's good. I mean, she tells it the way it is. I mean, we've had her on our show before, and that's why I tell folks, man, I talk to people from all over the world, and her village was attacked by the militant migrants. They took out baseball bats and guns, people in the town. They chased them back in the forest. The police did nothing. And I would talk to her for 3 or 4 hours if I could, but I gave her a nice 45 minutes there, and I wanted to hear a lot about it. But she's always a real treat, man, definitely.
You know what's really sad is that they can do that there, and we can't do that here because here Antifa and BLM go out and start burning shit down like they're known for. If we get baseball bats and guns to go stop it, the cops arrest us and watch them.
Right, right, exactly. Oh, yeah, sure.
So
because we're supposed
to
comply.
Pluto, huh?
Well, we're supposed to comply.
Pluto, huh?
Well, you know what? I do back to the blue, and I'll tell you why, because look, those guys are working. It's not so much their fault. It's the governor and the mayor. If you want to really place your anger in the right place, who's giving the stand-down order, right? Now, there are some cops that don't want to do anything. We both know of that. And that is kind of funny as they back the blue at times. But I think most cops, look, that's a terrible job in America at this time. You can be shot. You're told to stand down. That job would suck. If I was we couldn't do anything if we were on the force, Lincoln, right? So the mayor should put out these edicts.
They're working that job voluntarily.
Right, right. But the mayor and the governor put down the stand-down order, like in Portland. I've seen the cops, though, take initiative up there and bull rush the rioters. And then they were quickly chastised, quickly, you know, demoted, administrative leave. They would, you know, slap their hands. So they want a socialist state in Portland, Oregon, and Seattle and Chicago, right? We all know that. But, I get your drift, man. Believe me. And the cops in Cyprus suck. I don't back cops when they don't do their job, okay? At the same time, there, they just simply suck, like as Cherie said. She goes, our cops are worthless. They do nothing. Worthless
public service. At least their cops don't arrest the people defending themselves. Ours do.
Right, right. Well, they're still worthless. They did not come when they were called in Cyprus. The townspeople had to organize basically a militia to get rid of the immigrant invasion, the invading army, you know. So
hey, this is a story over there on the news, man, about the Air Force now is putting on drag queen shows for the military for the Air Force because it's basically they claim that it's much needed for morale. And then I saw immediately after that, I saw all these pictures of all these Air Force soldiers wearing high heels and lipstick and making out with each other and shit. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? I was told for years, the military's on our side. And then I see, General Milley on TV giving his critical race theory speech and all this bullshit about how he reads communist books and all this bullshit. We've been told for years that, when it kicks off, the military's on our side. I'll take you back again, like I mentioned before, Colin Powell, Wesley Clark, all these people. The military leadership is leftist. West Point is leftist. It's all run by a leftist. The military is not on our side. The cops are on our side. No one's on our side. It's just us.
That's right. I've told people for years we're on our own. Words mean things. When I say that, I mean it. We are on our own. There's no one coming to save us. There's no police force, there's no cops, there's no military. And you're right, the military has gone, I saw that article. Look, we're far, far too busy in America putting on a drag queen show for our Air Force guys, which is an abomination in and of itself. While the Russian and the Chinese fleet are nearing Hawaii, and the Russians have been out there 35 miles off the coast of Hawaii doing their war games, letting Biden know, we can strike you. That's a political gesture. We can strike you. There's nothing you can do about it. So they went to Hawaii because we went to the Black Sea near Russia. And said, if you send your Navy near me, I'll send my Navy near you guys. Tit for tat, right?
It was only 1998 when I joined the military myself, and this was 1998.
Which branch were you in?
Very long. I was in the Marine Corps for only 2 years, but while I was in there, from 98 to 2000, if I would have been in there and they would have had a bunch of faggots in dresses dancing around on stage, it would have been an uprising and a revolt among the troops. Now I see them, kissing each other and celebrating. It's really disgusting how far it's changed from, 2000 in the last 20 years. It's amazing how much it's changed.
Yeah. And we have General Milley in front of Congress saying he reads books on Marx and Lenin, and he covers up by saying, I need to know what my enemy thinks. I need to know what everybody thinks politically. Okay. All well, fine, and good, General. But for you to come out with that statement, it trickles down to where it's going to encourage other people in the ranks to read Marxist and Lenin. Because you're a general. You're supposed to stand for something. I would have said I read books about George Washington or things like that, not Marx and Lenin. But for him to say that is he was really – well, look, they are revealing themselves to us and showing us their hand, man, every step of the way. They're revealing themselves to us, Lincoln.
Oh, absolutely.
And here's the chairman
of
the Joint Chiefs. Come on.
They all reveal themselves eventually. I mean, I think they all do. It's just people are lazy. People are brainwashed. They've been MK-Ultra'd. They've fallen for Operation Mockingbird. They've fallen for every kind of whatever you want to call it. You know what I think it is, but whatever trick you want to believe, you know, they've fallen for everything, and they don't. And they people are. I've been arguing with people all night tonight before I called your show what the hell was I talking about? I just lost my whole train of thought there. Oh, about the vaccine.
Okay.
You know, people are like, well, Trump supports the vaccine, so I support the vaccine. I'm like, no. They're like, well, it was on this Telegram chat called Ghost Ezra, and it was about who's the greatest political leader of all time, and of course it's got like 400,000 followers, so it's all like Trump people, and I couldn't believe the amount of Trump people saying, well, you know, I'm taking the vaccine. Trump supports it, so I support it. And I'm like, whoa, what are you doing? Like, whoa, what are you thinking? And then of course, they all called me a Nazi and racist and all this shit because I was like, anti-vaccine. And I was like, wait a minute, you're conservative. What are you talking about? This is it. Whoa, I'm on your team. But, yeah, like I called a leftist
right.
and a Marxist and everything else. And I was like, just because I don't agree with you and now I'm left of you?
Yeah. There's a lot of that on the cuck rhino side of the ledger, man. There is. And a lot of people, you know, look, one thing I'll say about Trump, everyone talks about Trump and that Operation Warp Speed in the vaccine. That was Operation Slow Speed. Trump threw many wrenches in that thing. He had to throw a bone to the media. I don't think Trump really believes in this vaccine at all. He put Fauci out there to make an ass out of himself. Now, Fauci has fallen from good graces, right? But it took a while because he was foisted on Trump as the government quack deep state doctor. So you'll notice Trump paced behind him and kind of rolled his eyes in his body language, which I noticed right away he's sort of like putting Fauci out there to make an ass out of himself. And also that Operation Warp Speed was very, very slow. I think Trump threw a lot of wrenches in that. So it was not implemented. Everyone bitched about it. It was, they complained how slow it was, how terrible it was. So I think Trump's a very smart guy. He's a little bit duplicitous. He says, Operation Warp Speed. And then when the cameras are off, he goes, screw that thing up, put a wrench in it, slow it down, F it up. That's what I think happens a lot. And with Trump, people hear one thing, but he does another for the good of America, because we all know that's the beast vaccine. It's not good for you. It's a poison. There's tons of nurses and doctors now that are coming out saying that. It's all over the Internet. But, again, there's a lot of pressure when you're the president, too. You've got to, you know, you're trying to be all things to all people, right? You're a politician at the end of the day. But you have your own agenda at the same time, so it's kind of a mishmash. Your final thoughts,
bud. On the topic of Trump, I mean, on the same, you know, lines as far as you and Sheree were talking, I mean, if I were to read a quote from you from a modern politician that goes along the lines of, I want people to come into the country in the largest numbers ever. We need workers. We need people to fill jobs. They must come legally. You would think I'm talking about Joe Biden, Barack Obama.
Yeah.
I just quoted Donald
Trump.
Trump
said that. I agree with you. It's the one thing.
Ever. He wasn't talking about Europeans.
I agree. And you know what? I never said Trump was perfect, folks. I said he was better than Hillary. And I'm not saying, he is the lesser of two evils. But again, I agree with you, man. I mean, him saying that, and he meant it. He's sort of like an idealist. He thinks I'm going to bring all these people in. They're going to embrace the Trump legacy, MAGA, and they'll be productive members of society, which undercuts what you and I are talking about suburban America pays the taxes. We're the ones that fight the wars. We're the ones that keep the country going. Yeah.
There was one other thing I saw that I thought was hilarious. Like the other day, Biden was giving his stupid speech about how you want to own your guns, but if you want to take on the government, man, you need F-15s and nukes. Did you hear him say that?
I did. I did.
Yeah, isn't it funny that the government's telling us that if we want to fight them, we need F-15s and nukes? Wasn't it like hilarious on January 6th watching all those weak cucks hide behind their benches and hide behind their little, you know, hide under chairs and all that shit because a bunch of unarmed people were approaching them and they were terrified. And now they're telling us that we need F-15s and nukes to fight the government. They were terrified of unarmed people.
That's right. And they also let them in the front door. They let them in.
Oh,
they opened. They stood down.
It was a PSYOP honeypot. It was a PSYOP honeypot to arrest.
That's right.
The white people, Trump supporters. That's what it was.
Exactly. You nailed it. I've been saying that so much. The PSYOP honeypot, it was FBI, Department of Homeland Security directed. They told the police to stand down. It was a big Trojan horse. Let them in the fort. We're going to get them all in there. We're going to have cameras everywhere. We're going to arrest these Trump supporters and dox them.
No different than Charlottesville.
Yeah, they basically is what they did in D.C. and elsewhere. And the thing is that's these people have been arrested now. They're in solitary confinement. You know, it was all part of the plan.
They don't say a word about it. You know, it bothered me watching Trump pardon rappers and drug dealers and while his own supporters are rotting in jail.
Yeah, yeah. Well, again, I've told people Trump's going to have a hard time to win the presidency again. He's pissed off a lot of his base. He doesn't realize it yet. I still think he thinks he can gloss. He's still very popular. He's still – people like him on the right or the so-called right – just say on the Republican side, because they want money. They see Trump as a money financial president. They don't really, they care about these social things that you and I are talking about, but not to the same extent. They want to see their stock portfolio go up, and they see it going up with Trump, not with Biden. That's their bottom line. They're a financial cuck conservatives, I call them. FCC.
Nope.
You know, they're basically people that talk the game. Yeah, they talk the game. They talk a big, big game. But deep down, they're not really about heritage or anything of that nature. They're strictly about financial stuff, you know, and business and how to, you know, and that's okay, too. You got to have that. And Trump speaks their tune. So they'll defend him to the nth degree because a lot of them, don't forget, made a lot of money in those 4 years. So they will defend him because he made them rich. So we're going up against that as well, against their financial portfolios. But Lincoln, thank you, buddy. Love hearing from you, man. Have a great night, buddy.
Hey, brother. Remember that diversity is our strength and hail victory.
You know it. Hail victory. Love that. Damn straight. From Lincoln there in the great state of Missouri. We got Breath the Surfer on. We're going to get to him in a moment. But he needs to get a theme song here, and I'll pull one up for my surf category. He'll dig this.
Doing good.
Big show as always. Big show.
Yeah. Enjoying the waves and riding the surf and wondering what's going to happen with this recount.
Oh my God!
They've got so.
I think it's
going to
be
right?
a lot of news. It's going to be crazy when it hits the fan. What do you think, man?
Yeah, I don't know. I think they'll say, "Yep, not enough time. Yep, it was good anyway," and they're just going to brush it under the rug. I have a feeling, you know. But I don't know. You know, we just have to. I think we just have to stay strong and get ready for the next big election, you know, coming up here. But I don't know, man. They're crazy times, you know. But with that condo, did you see that in Miami? That just
collapsed. That's terrible, terrible tragedy. I think 99 people are unaccounted for. Last I heard. And they hear screams from the wreckage still and pounding on the walls. Some people are trapped, man,
really?
Between concrete blocks. What I'm hearing sounds pretty bad. There's still live people in that mess. And we just hope that our emergency workers can get in there and get them out and save some people, man. We really do.
Yeah, just you got to wonder.
Thoughts
you know,
and prayers
earlier.
To Miami tonight. Thoughts and prayers.
Yes.
You know, that's the great Governor DeSantis. That's the state. A lot of good people in Florida. We wish them well. We hope they can get the hell out of there. You know? I mean, the worst feeling in the world to be trapped, to me, I mean, between concrete slabs and they can't get to you. And in 3-4 days without water, you know, in that Miami heat, can you imagine? Can you imagine how humid it is right now? I mean, you could die.
Yeah.
And no one can get to
you.
They've
been warned before, like a year before. They were told that it's a sinking building right there in the.
Well, a lot of people forget that a lot of part of Florida was infill from, they brought dirt down from the Midwest, literally, in the 20s and 30s to up Miami, to build up those ports and where all the beautiful hotels are. That's Iowa dirt, Indiana dirt, Ohio dirt, Michigan dirt. They brought down that good soil for the Midwest, literally, and they filled in the sea by the tons. And there's a whole documentary on it that trucks went down there. They were doing that route for like a decade, shoring up that place, and they made it into something. But, man, it's like I would never want to live. Florida is a great state, but I would never live in a high-rise condo for that fact.
No.
The foundation is not natural, and it was all filled in. And anything can happen. I mean, hate to say it, but with all the weird things with the climate, I mean, hope this never happens, but you could almost – see a building just falling over into the sea one of these days, man. I mean, they're so close to the water's edge. All that wake, people, all the fur. Crazy, man.
Yeah, they're gonna probably do more inspections and
they gotta shore up those buildings there in Florida, man. I mean, you know, I mean, it's just a tragedy. What can you say? I mean, no, note to self, I would say never go on a party deck with over 100 people anywhere in Florida.
No.
I mean, just think about everyone. No. Hey, everyone's 250 pounds. Do the math.
Yeah.
You add more, you know, just, I mean, we're fine here in Arizona. We're on hard desert soil. But Florida, it's a swampy state. It's a state. With fill-in after fill-in.
And over there and,
they have hundreds of sinkholes, hundreds of them. And they happen all the time. And there's some weird things about, I mean, Florida is not what I call, you know, inland it's a lot better. But the coastal areas, though, are pretty treacherous, man. I mean, it's pretty state. Many people there. And we are getting our hearts and prayers go out to those people in Miami. My God, a fun party town, but God, when I saw that, I was like, wow, really taken aback. And I go, well, it's what we've talked about on my show before. We've talked about those kinds of scenarios. Construction,
yeah, you know,
building, sinkholes in Florida are rampant. And it's just common sense. More and more weight, you know, on that soil cannot handle it. And with that water constantly sloshed against the underbase of Florida, I don't know how deep Florida goes, but it's not like it goes to the bottom of the sea. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know that for, but I've heard it doesn't go that deep from some of the oceanographers that were on TV talking about it.
Yeah, it's amazing they have high rises like that.
You're looking at a patch of land that's pretty good, but it's like it's right on the water's edge, and it's not like California where it's got a rocky coastline up in the northern part. In Oregon, it's a lot. You know, now, they have a problem with the plates and earthquakes. Florida, they have a problem with the stability of the soil. I don't know, man.
Well, it looks, you know? Yeah, and on another note, man, it does look like they're going for the guns again here. It's just interesting.
Sure.
Going after gun dealers now, and I don't know. I guess just be prepared because you're going to have your own back. You've got to be ready to protect yourself and your family.
We have to band together, and we have to have a network where if this thing goes down under Biden-Harris, that Patriots will rush to that city, rush to that town, rush to that neighborhood and bolster it. We have to get some kind of a network like that, where the minute we hear about them going door to door, 10,000 Patriots show up armed, literally.
Exactly, yeah.
Their car,
yeah,
and be the new colonial Minutemen, this time to protect the American people from their own government, which is what our founding fathers gave us the guns for, because they foresaw this day. And they said all throughout history, governments get corrupt. It's only a matter of time, and we need to leave our people with something to fight with. And that's why they enshrined it in the Constitution. It was so important. Right past freedom of speech was the freedom to own weaponry, guns. That's how important it was. It was number two. Number two, not five, not eight, not nine, number two. And that, to me, tells me a lot right there. You know, and they just fought a war, so they freaking knew. Brett, we love you, man. Have a good night, buddy.
All right,
I'm going to close out the show with my final thoughts and a great song.
Well, great.
Thanks, Brett.
Great, man. Love the show, man. Love the surf music. Thanks, brother.
Anytime, buddy. Brett the Surfer, folks. Love hearing from Brett. And now, here's a bit of odd news that came up from time to time. Some people say that Egyptian artifacts have been found inside our Grand Canyon here in Arizona. There are those who say that there are today living eyewitnesses who can account for the fact that Egyptian artifacts and giant skeletons, hard to believe, were taken from the Grand Canyon and stored somehow in the secret underground subterranean vault of the Smithsonian Institution and Warehouse in Washington, D.C. Question, why are all the landforms in the Grand Canyon named for Egyptian deities? Why is the DNA of the giant mummies and giant skeletons being extracted by the militaries of the world? They say that a live 21-foot giant was captured in the year 1877 with the most unusual features ever noted. This was also put on other talk shows as well. And will the giants of yesterday become the super soldiers of tomorrow? They say that it is forbidden history revealed. The Egyptian presence in the Americas and the Pacific Rim and Grand Canyon. That there is so much ancient history here that has been hidden from us for centuries. What if all this conjecture were true? It would definitely be rewritten, and it would rewrite all the history books all over the world. George Orwell said that he who controls the past controls the future. And he who controls the present also controls the past. Well, the Von Wien Show seeks to control the past, present, and future. We thank you all for being here tonight. Amazing stories from the island of Cyprus and our great callers. We missed a few of you. Call back next week. And even my closing remarks of the Egyptian presence, allegedly, in the Grand Canyon, which has secretly been taken and absconded with by our Smithsonian institution to prevent the American people from knowing the true facts of our ancient history, our ancient lives. We will talk more about these things in future shows, about geopolitics, current events, the psychic realms, as well as all the evidence and history that has been hidden from us over the centuries. We are so glad you were here tonight. We'll see you next week, same time, same bat time and channel, every Thursday from 8 to 10 p.m. And do catch our Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy show. Next will be July the 6th, the first Tuesday of every month. And we may have another special encore show in July as well. Good night, America. Good night, the world. I shall return.